How you doing? Couple things to go over.
I don't know what this is. I'm walking, but I don't know that it's a walk and talk. Whatever.
It's a beautiful day.
Getting some sun. I smell bacon because I'm a chubber, but I'm working on it.
Playing with words and what they mean to you can be very powerful. I have two for you. One is easy, one is hard. The easy one is regular. Think about all the different meanings of the word regular and how it also seems to have lost its meaning in a few contexts. I mean, you really can't call anybody regular anymore. Everybody's something, it seems. Identity has become so expansive.
For some people, this is a cause for concern.
Just looking to see if the dogs broke out yet. So why is it a cause for concern? Well, so it messes with the idea of what people see as regular. Right? Male, female, maybe gay, straight. Right? Those are like the old lanes. The new lanes, there are too many for me to mention. And some people see that as assaultive on them. Other people will say, well, look at the multiplying of all these deviancies. And we're not going to be able to procreate soon. And look at the rate, they're increasing and increasing. Well, maybe it's just the recognition that's increasing. Maybe we are going through something. Maybe people are searching. Maybe they will identify one way and then another. And maybe that does raise concerns about how far kids go and all that. It's a discussion if you want to have it, but you don't. Too many just want to point fingers and use it as proof of advantage and which side is worse, and et cetera, et cetera. Regular. A regular is a military term, right? Regular in terms of motility, you go into the bathroom. There's so many different contexts of that one word, and it's a very interesting practice or exercise to kind of go through what it means to you. I've been playing with it a lot because what happened to regular? Am I regular or am I irregular? Am I allowed to say I'm regular? Other than in the poop game? It's an interesting one, but it's easy. But it's just an example of the practice. What that word means in so many different contexts, and what does it mean to you? Now here's the hard one. And if I do this right, if you're watching, you will get a show of a demonstration of this practice. The next word that I've been struggling with is enough. Enough. What does enough mean to you in your life? What are all the different contexts, applications of that word? So I go through it. Do I have enough? Well, first of all, let's start with the basic. Are you enough? My answer is definitely no. Even though people in my life will say, enough, you're too much. Okay, that's from their perspective and they're probably right. Are you enough for you? Now, layers, baby, right? And it doesn't have to be an onion. You don't have to cry as you go deeper. Are you enough? Are you happy with yourself? Well, what is your basis of satisfaction? What is your definition? What does that mean to you? Okay, it's a big one. Certainly something I struggle with. Absolutely dissatisfied on multiple levels. Why? Because I don't think I've done anything with my life? No, but I think it's relative to what I think my life should be about, could be about. Choices, good choices, bad choices. Are you enough? Now, do you have enough? Is there enough in your life? Do you have enough family? Do you have the family that you thought you would? Do you think you were going to have kids and you don't? Did you think you were always going to have three because you were one of two and you didn't? Expectations. Do you have enough? Do you have enough money? Do you have enough lifestyle? Do you have enough options? Do you have enough assets? Do you have enough risk? Enough. Do you have enough? What does it mean right? On its own, it means nothing. It does take us down the very dangerous road of shoulds that we've discussed before. You know, my position, there's only would and could. Should is a distraction. It's the game. It's the trap. Do you have the ability? Do you have the will? Do you have enough? Do you have enough in you to make the change that you say you want to make? Have you had enough? Are you exhausted? Are you done with someone or some dynamic or something? That's a hard one, boy. That is where a lot of us come into distractions. The beach that I'm on is really cool. It's my favorite kind. You wouldn't want to lay on it, but it's rocks and shells. I love it. You know why? First of all, I love rocks. I mean, not like I collect them or anything. Mario was in that for a while, into that, my son. But I love rocks, and I love bringing some home. I usually bring some home every time I walk on the beach. I don't know where they go, you know, because once it comes to the aesthetic, you know, that deal. My choice of taste is always going to be secondary to whatever the boss wants in the house. So if the rocks aren't the right color or whatever, I don't know where they wind up. But I also like that it makes you think about each step. You know, each step you take, where it takes you, where it doesn't. And if you're watching, can you see in the water, you see the orange things? Those are skeet. Those are skeet things that they shoot here, and they shoot shotguns out towards the water. And by they, I mean I. No, this is somebody else, but it's what we do out here. That's a different conversation for a different day. But is it enough? Have you had enough with somebody? Do you have enough on the positive side? Have you had enough on the negative side? This is a very powerful idea. Very powerful. And I really think it's worth the exercise. Now, I'm not saying that it's turned out great things for me, but the more I think about it, the more I see in myself and in my life and in my situation, and the more I become almost tortured by the reality that it's really a function of simple perspective and choice. Right? It's like, what's the meaning of life? Oh, you tell me. That's a question that can only be answered by the person asking it. This is like that. Is your life enough? I mean, you absolutely have the power to say yes. Absolutely. I don't care what your circumstances are. Because look, what's the danger? The danger is enough is a relative assessment. And that's the danger. That's the should road. That's the whose rules. That's whose values. That's the eternal quest for more. Because you'll never have enough. You can always have more. You could have more positive than negative. You could have more trouble. Your life could be more fucked. And you could have more of whatever you believe is of benefit in your life. But it's a really important lens. Are you enough? What does that mean? How do you feel about yourself? Where do you want to be? If you're not, think about why. That's very hard. Very hard. Why? Because it's uncomfortable. It's sad. The presses make you sad. You want to just avoid it. Just keep going. I suggest against that. I've done a lot of it in my life. But it's better if you don't. Why? The unexamined life is not worth living, said a much better mind. And I agree. I agree. You can always find a saying that suits your mood. Life is suffering, say the Buddhists. Is it? Not if you want it to be. So, that's the point. Are you enough? Yes, no. Why? Okay. Do you have enough in you to make the change that would make you feel differently? Now, I believe in that regard, the answer is almost always yes. And that is really frustrating. You know, well, I don't like how I look. I don't like this, this, and this. Okay. Other than sticking a needle in your face or getting cut up,
you have the power with you, assuming that you're healthy enough. You can make yourself what you want to make yourself. It's a simple idea. It's just not easy.
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting, plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from ZBiotics. You want to wake up feeling fresh, right? Even after a night of doing all the no-nos, that's where ZBiotics comes in. A pre-alcoholic probiotic drink. Genetically engineered, all right? Invented by PhD scientists to tackle those rough mornings after partying, drinking, you know the game. Here's how it works. What does alcohol do when you're drinking? It gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. The byproduct, not just dehydration, is what's to blame for the rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break the byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night to set yourself up for success the morning after. I know it from when I was drinking, and I know it from people who are still drinking. It is better to prepare than to take it on after the fact the next day. Go to ZBiotics.com/Chris and you'll get 15% off your first order. You use Chris at the checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you don't feel like it did what it was supposed to do, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. ZBiotics.com/Chris. Use the code Chris at checkout for 15% off. And I thank ZBiotics for sponsoring this episode and your good times.
Are you enough? No, I'm not a good enough, fill in the blank. Okay. Do you have enough within you to do what will change that? The answer is probably going to be yes, if you want to be honest. Have you had enough honesty? Have you been honest enough? You don't want any more. I've taken enough. I can't take any more. I can't take any more of whatever this stressor is, whatever this problem is, whatever this challenge is. Is that true? Maybe. David Goggins would say no. Any of these hyper competitive, determined types, it's never enough. It's never enough. Run until it breaks. Does that work for you? If it does, then you got to push yourself so that you can have that sense of satisfaction. It does not work for me. Why? Because I sometimes worry, and unless you are like a David Goggins, and there are actually goals of certain mileage of races or performance or achievement, it never ends. And there can be enough. There can be balance. There can be satisfaction. There can be enough. You can be enough. You can have enough. You can have enough trouble so that you stop being a certain way or doing certain things or being around certain people. The word takes you in so many places. The idea takes you in so many spaces. How much sun do I take today? Have I had enough? Right?
No, I want to be tan.
Why?
I don't look as fat. You makes you look healthy. People like you.
Then you have other people. No, no, we've had way more than enough sun. Get out of there. Big hats. A lot of white cream. Whatever works for you.
Your skin is that sensitive, and you're prone to things that have to get cut off, can make you very sick. And you got a hard line on what enough is. But the applications, are my kids enough? Oh-ho! I was reading this the other day, this idea of the current culmination of understanding of neurological, emotional, psychological development. Holy cow, do we give ourselves too much credit, too much pressure. Turns out, according to the scientists, unless you're one of those people who don't believe in that anymore, you don't have so much effect. We don't have so much effect on the kids that we raise. The guy used an analogy that, think of yourself as the shepherd. Shepherd don't make the sheep. You'll never make a sheep a dog. And you feed them, you keep them together, you keep them safe, show them the right ways to go. There's danger, but you're just the shepherd. I think that's true. And I think that that is a little bit of suffering that I have certainly put myself into that maybe I have underestimated. Now, look, this is a good exercise of it. I've walked enough for the point of this. About 13, 14 minutes in. I want to go about 25. Why? Well, I walk at least an hour all the time, but I also get that that may be too much for people, which leads me to a side point. I am thinking about doing the subscription service. I can't get my arms around what will help, what you want, and whether I want to do that, and whether it's worthwhile to you, or whether I think there are plenty of other people who can provide that. Because here's the thing. I'm not a guru. I'm not an expert. I'm not a pro. I don't have a way. I don't have a method. I'm not selling any ideas or protocols or processes or ways of life that will change everything. I mean, by now, hopefully you understand that I really don't believe in any of that. I believe anything can work for you if you work it hard enough. But there is no new diet that's going to change the way that it may change you. It may work for you. But the Mediterranean versus the South Beach versus the keto versus the paleo, whatever else it is, it's just enough. There's enough out there already. So here's what I am. And this priest friend of mine gave me this example the other day. Amazing gift in my life, this guy. Least of all because he's a priest, although he's a great priest. Just a great thinker, great friend, great heart, great head, genius. Such a student of life. I try to be somebody who, when someone's in a hole, I don't reach down with the ability to just yank them out. Okay? I'm not that strong. I'm not that capable. But maybe I am, or I try to be, in my life with the people who matter to me. And I'm one of those, by the way. Yeah, I'm very much family first, but I don't define family as just people who share my genetics. I've made choices in my life of who's close to me. And they mean everything to me. My commitment is complete. Now, it doesn't mean it's returned. You could be disappointed and hurt, right? They cannot be enough. You may not be enough for them. Another examination. Another exercise, another choice, another determination, another spot of perspective. But when it's working right, I do like to see myself as someone who tries to be someone who can jump down into the hole with you. Because I've been in it, and I know that there's a way out. I know there's a way out. And sometimes that can be enough. That can be helpful for people. It's not that I know. It's that I know the struggle. And I know that it's hard. And I know that you can do better. And I know it can be better. But it doesn't mean I've done it for myself. It doesn't mean I'm not in a deeper hole than you are. Which could very much be true. And that's a big motivation for me. So many of you, one of the reasons I'm thinking about doing the subscription service, actually, and counterintuitively, is because of what I get out of it in terms of people's feedback. Boy, were you wrong about this? Or boy, I hope, you know, boy, did you miss this? And boy, is that true? I think it's even more true than you think it is. And did you ever read this? And you ever think about that? And you ever look at it this way? So helpful. So helpful. And many of you say, well, we love your philosophy. I don't have a philosophy. I'm working on it.
Maximize good, minimize bad. And also, I'm not a philosopher because I don't practice it enough. I just read and I think about it and I try and I fail. But I'm not far enough down the road with any kind of set beliefs and behaviors and behaviors. Behaviors. Just not. So no, but I have been in the hole. I've been in different types of holes. I've been in holes with other people. I've seen people in holes. I've seen them get out. So that even if I haven't been in that hole myself, I've seen so many people in so many different kinds of holes because of the opportunities of being in this gig as long as I have been, that maybe I can give you some information or perspective or a story that will let you see that there's a way out of the hole that you're in. Not that it's going to be easy. It's almost always hard. Everything in life that matters is hard. Ooh, wind's picking up. But would that be enough? Would that be enough for you? And whatever I did, if it's a subscription, why would it be a subscription? Because I want people who are committed. Oh, but what if I don't have the money? Well, I have tons of different outlets. So, you know, it's not like there's a real deprivation thing. Everything I do, if you haven't noticed, is kind of connected now. I really am not in the game of first and worst. I'm not even really refereeing the political game anymore. I'm just trying to expose it to you. I don't have to be the first at the fire. I'm not a big get person. I'm not trying to get the biggest bookings. I mean, all of that has its place. It's just, I've been doing this a long time. And I've done that, and it's just not satisfying enough for me. And there are plenty of people who do it better than I do. So let them do it. I just want to help. I just want to expose situations that you can see, that you can judge, that you can decide, so that you make the people in power play to you instead of playing you. Being independent, I want you to have enough power, enough empowerment, enough information, enough perspective, enough arguments, so that you know what's right and what's wrong and who's selling and what you want to buy. So, you know, people are telling me what they want out of this. What would be enough is that they want to have a deeper sense of connection with what matters and what doesn't, and how we struggle, and how we don't talk about struggle, and how we don't talk about suffering, and how we're ashamed of our suffering and embarrassed to even call it that, because so many have it so much worse, or we have it so much worse than people think, and we don't want them to know because it'll make us less than. We won't be enough because they think we have enough or we are enough, but they're wrong. And I get that. And I think it's a bloody shame. I really do. Because everybody is dealing with something, I'm telling you. And it's real to them, and all pain is personal. You know? It doesn't matter that to you or to somebody else, it's not as meaningful. It doesn't matter. Now look, it can be helpful to somebody to get some perspective on their own situation, but would it be enough to share what I'm doing? Look, I'm not stupid enough to believe that it will really be confidential. Right? There's just so many haters, so many posers, so many opportunists. It's such a commodity these days. Suicide's up. Child mortality, the number one world economy, is up. Hate is up. Social media is racked, and they literally design it to exploit and expose and explode animus, clickbait. We're going through some real cultural convulsions. And that's another reason that I think maybe this place that is by design, and that I would kind of, I guess, use the money to create it, to do a couple things, to create an infrastructure where I can catch people who are there for the wrong reasons and kick them out. And also do something with the money. You know? I mean, that's why I'm selling the Free Agent merch. We got like 10 grand. I got to check with Rose. Yes, that Rose. She's back. How lucky am I? And, you know, we'll start giving it away, but I want it to be real sums, you know? So, I'm thinking about that. Would that be enough?
discussions like this about what does it mean, enough? Is your man enough? Is your woman enough? Is your they enough? Is your family enough? Are you enough? Do you have enough? Have you had enough of negative influences in your life? Have you had enough drinking? Have you had enough drugs? Have you had enough self-medicating? Have you had enough negative behaviors that keep yourself down, keep you where you are, keep you from being where you want to be? Have you had enough?
Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Delete Me. So, Delete Me is a necessary. Why? Reality. Online boogeyman. Harassed. Scammed. Identity theft. Spam and robocalls out the wazoo. Man, I get hit with all of it. Some of it is done out of spite. I'm convinced people put me on lists and have tracking software put on me just to make my life more of a hassle. But here's the reality for everyone. Personal information is everywhere on the internet. You are an easy target. That's why I personally recommend Delete Me. Okay? What does it do? It removes any personal information that you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private. Sign up for Delete Me now at a special discount for my listeners. Today, you'll get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo. Use the promo code Cuomo at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/Cuomo and enter the code Cuomo at checkout. JOINDELETEME.com/Cuomo. Support for the Chris Cuomo Project comes from Prize Picks. Prize Picks, man, if you like DFS, this is the way to go. America's number one fantasy sports app. 3 million members. Why? Easy, exciting, plenty of action. Makes watching the sports, makes watching the players more fun. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats. And if you're any good, winnings roll in. And now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 10,000. You can turn 10 bucks into 1,000. Basketball, hockey, college, you know, all the different entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. You ready to get started with Prize Picks? Download the app today. Use code CCP. You'll get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Again, download the app today. Use the code CCP. You get a first deposit match up to 100 bucks. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
It's such a weird word. It goes back to like the Germanic and the Dutch. It's not like one of these Greek words or Latin words where the word is derivative of a root that explains what it means and why it was designed. It's like just so weird. You know, I mean, if you think about it, other than like the word slough, like slough it off, how many words end like that that we use? It's a weird word because it's a weird idea. What is enough? I mean, it's totally up to you. Is there enough sand on this beach? Are there enough rocks? Are there enough orange rocks? Is there enough of a ratio from the little shit to the big shit? I mean, depends on what the standard is. And in so many ways, we create the standard. We decide what is enough. And a lot of times we don't like that. It's one of the great draws of extreme religion or being hyper devout is that somebody else makes all those choices for you. I'll tell you what's enough. I'll tell you when you are righteous enough, when you've tithed enough, when you've given enough, when you've prayed enough. I'll tell you. Follow this. Boy, that makes it a lot easier. Right? Not just more simple. Easier. It's easier to follow than to figure out your own head and heart. Oh, Chris is against religion. I absolutely am not against religion, as long as you're not trying to force me to believe what you do or make your rules my own. Why? Because you believing it is enough. If you want to live it in a way that makes me want to be the same, great.
But I don't need you knocking on my door, literally or figuratively, or telling me that that's the way this society has to be. Being secular is enough. Lead by example. But we're a Christian nation, Judeo-Christian ethic. Then live it. Stop putting crucifixes in your bio and then acting like a piece of junk. Being mean. Nothing like Jesus or the examples of any of his demonstrated behaviors. You don't even see the hypocrisy. It's like because you believe, that's enough. It's not enough. It's not even the beginning of it, of sufficiency. See how that word can come at you in so many different ways? Such a weird word. From a weird place. The Germans, Germanic. Really not German, but Germanic, you know, that region. The Dutch. It kind of came out of nowhere. Just to mess with our minds. Okay, so if you're watching, you get a little treat. And what is enough? Okay, it's nice and warm out today. Yes, I have sunblock on. I'm not that sweaty. It's all this slathered stuff. Smell of bacon heavy in the air. My adipose tissue being affected by the heat. What is enough in terms of cold immersion? Now, first of all, do the research. This idea of being in really cold water for a long time is not necessary, and depending on who you are and how you are, it could be more than enough. But there are also benefits, not just in terms of being salubrious, like good for your health, which can be true. It can stimulate fat burning and recovery and help with inflammation and other things. But it is also a great mental test. I take almost exclusively cold showers. Why? Because I hate them. And it is good to learn how to make yourself do what you don't want to do, because so many things in life that you need to do, or that you should, you know, the will to do, that you could do, but you don't want to because you don't really have the will. So it's a good thing to train. So this is the water. It's cold. Is this enough? Chilling off. By the way, these are great, by the way. They look like Converse, but they have old holes in them, and they're made of foam. They're called Natives. I got him the idea from my brother-in-law. Ironically, he makes shoes, but these are not his. And you can wear them in the water, which is great because there's so many shells and things that cut you up where I live. All right, now I'm up to the knees. Is this enough? I'm about to say yes, because all of a sudden, between the wind and the water temperature, it's as my grandmother used to say, fucking Alfredo. It's freaking hot. It's freaking cold in here. All right, is this enough? Starting to get farther away, I'm sure. It's gonna take me a while to walk back. Is it enough? Well, the research says you want about 2 or 3 minutes in an area to kind of really spark your body's kind of internal thermometer to start doing things that are good to you. But is it enough in my own head? Is it enough? It's starting to feel like it's getting to be enough. But I know I can do more. And I know that the reason that I don't like it is because it's uncomfortable, not because it's unsafe. Not because it's bad for me. This isn't about doing shots of green alcohol. It's about doing things that are just uncomfortable, but they can take you to a better place. They can test your capacities, your resolve, what you're able to endure. You know, one of the great lines from Stoicism, if it is endurable, endure, but how do you know if it's endurable? That's about you and what you decide for yourself. So, I don't like cold things, okay? I'm not like, I don't love being in the snow. I don't love skiing for that reason, or now I'm trying snowboarding. My legs are now stiff, okay? They are stiff. But what do you say? Is it enough? It is cold, baby. It is cold in here. All right. Is as bad as I thought it was. No, not yet.
I'll give it like a minute or so. And maybe it's not really that deep. I'm gonna spread out. Okay. Oh, cramping. Just tried to open up my knees a little bit to get a little bit deeper in the water. Cramp. Cramp of the hip. Oh, you're gonna drown. No, I'm not. I'm in like 2 feet of water. I'm fine. People looking at me like I'm nuts. Yep, they should. Because this is more than enough for most people, even on a day like today. And that's okay. But you know what? I'm doing it. And this isn't that big a deal. You know, people deal with so much more, but for me, this is not. This is more than I was planning to do. You're getting your phone wet. Well, one, Mario says that this serious phone can get wet and be okay as long as you rinse it off afterwards and don't get it in the holes. Second of all, my phone is trashed and I have to get a new one, so I don't really care. And I'm kind of looking forward to it breaking. I think I have a new application of enough, which is I've had enough phone action. New rules. My team, I talk to Dusty all day long. She's amazing. She works me into the ground. I know she doesn't listen to the podcast, so she won't hear that. But we speak on the phone, and it's best that way. I suck on text. And I am going to not be on the phone a lot. I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to make calls. I'm going to be available, of course. That's what this business is about. And it will become more that way at News Nation, because we're going to get out into this world and start covering things for you. Not as a one-off. We got to be where things happen. Even what's happening in Florida, you know, I'm missing these things. I got to get back into it. You know, I'm still kind of getting back into what I used to do and figuring it out and balancing it with, see, here we go again. What is enough? How much coverage is enough versus feature pieces and discussions with you like we're going to have tonight on the show about how healthcare is disappearing for women when they need it most. What is enough? What is enough of how I do the job and in what way? Okay. You know what? I could stay here a little longer, but that was enough. I wasn't even going to do it. Oh, here comes the wind. One of the nice things about being in cold water when you're a little chubby is that when you come out, you're a little less chubby. But look, again, it's just an exercise. It's just for your head. And it's just for you to think about things in a way that could lead you to being productive, or at least give yourself some perspective on your own reality and the formation of your own truth. Not that 2 + 2 can be 5, but many things in life are not that simple. What is enough math homework? Okay, instead of 2 + 2 = 4, it always be. What is enough? What is enough exercise? What is enough diet? What is enough abs? What is enough fitness? What is enough wealth? You know, what is enough community involvement? What is enough social life? What is enough family life? What is enough parenting? And the idea that it never ends, okay, let's not make that an excuse though, okay? There's always more you can do. Yeah, but should you? Should you? You know, we got the mulching done. It's exhausted. I fell asleep. I almost like missed the show last night. I was so tired. That was more than enough, man. I'm 52 years old and I'm not the same. You know, you can believe it or not, I don't give a shit. But since the pandemic and the bouts of COVID that I had, 3, maybe 4 at this point, you know, whether it's age, stage, and the long COVID that everybody who studies it seems to tell me that I definitely had, I may still have, I get tired. So I got to think about that. And it changes my idea of what is enough. So I hope this was helpful. I'm trying to figure out the subscription thing. If you have feedback, please give it. How? Leave comments. Leave comments on my, I'll put up some clip of this. I'll have Rose put up a clip of this on social media so that you can comment there and let me know what you think or what you don't think, or am I doing enough already, or is there something more that you want? And think about what is enough, positive and negative. Think about even, like, you know, what the word regular means these days, and does that stimulate you? Does it make you see things in a way that you hadn't thought of before? Maybe, maybe not. Might as well give it a try, right? So thank you so much for listening, for watching.
Well, I'm better now because it's so hot out. I hope it's helpful to you. That's the only reason I'm doing it. And I know for a fact you are very helpful to me. Thank you for that. I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the participation. You are enough. Take care of yourself.